Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Iraq and the United States begin formal talks to end the coalition mission in the country. AP correspondent Karen Shemis reports.
The United States and Iraq held a first session of formal talks in Baghdad. The talks are aimed at winding down the mission of a U.S.-led military coalition formed to fight the Islamic State group in Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani said in a statement that he sponsored the beginning of the talks. Washington has had a continuous presence in Iraq since its 2003 invasion. Although all U.S. combat forces left in 2011, thousands of troops returned to Iraq in 2014 to help the government of Iraq defeat the Islamic State. I'm Karen Shemas.
The situation involving attacks by Yemen-based Houthi rebels on vessels in the Red Sea and the subsequent military response by the U.S. and its allies has escalated in the last 24 hours. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Early Saturday, the U.S. Central Command announced its forces had conducted a strike against a Houthi anti-ship missile installation in Yemen. That strike came after the rebels fired on the USS Kearney, a destroyer which intercepted the missile. It was the first time the rebels had directly attacked a U.S. warship. Late Friday, the Iranian-backed Houthis struck an oil tanker, the Marlin Luanda, causing a fire which burned until Saturday. Director General of the Institute of Export and International Trade, Marco Forigani, told the BBC the strike on the tanker marked an expansion of the Houthi attacks on two fronts.
From the Red Sea to the Gulf of Aden, so geographical extension, and also with the type of weapons. The missile used was a ballistic missile, and the Houthis started their attacks in the Red Sea using drones. So we're seeing a technological expansion and a geographical extension.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. People across Haiti are wondering what awaits them after a court in Kenya blocked the deployment of a UN-backed police force to help fight gangs in the troubled Caribbean country. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Uncertainty and fear have been spreading since Friday's ruling, with violence reaching new records as gangs tighten their grip on Haiti's capital and beyond. Kenyan President William Ruto has said he would appeal the ruling. It's unclear how long that might take and whether other countries who pledged to send smaller forces to boost the multinational mission would consider going at it alone. Among those who planned to send forces were the Bahamas, Jamaica, Belize, Burundi, Chad, and Senegal. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The U.S. government is condemning the decision of Venezuela's highest court to block the presidential candidacy of opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. The Biden administration, however, on Saturday remained noncommittal on reimposing economic sanctions against Venezuela, as it has threatened to do if the government of Nicolas Maduro fails to level the playing field ahead of a planned presidential election. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. is currently reviewing its Venezuela sanctions policy. Machado won the presidential primary organized by the faction of the opposition backed by the U.S. U.S. authorities say arrests for illegal border crossings from Mexico reached an all-time high in December. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the numbers.
The Border Patrol tallied nearly 250,000 arrests on the Mexican border, up 31% from November and 13% from December 2022, which was the previous all-time high. Mexicans accounted for the majority with over 56,000. Venezuelans were second with almost 50,000, with Hondurans and Colombians rounding out the top five nationalities. Tucson, Arizona was again the busiest corridor with over 80,000 arrests. Del Rio, Texas, the focus of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's enforcement efforts, was second with over 71,000 arrests. So far this year, arrests are down by more than half, which is consistent with historical trends and enhanced enforcement. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
French farmers have threatened to converge on Paris in the coming days to show their anger. Traffic barricades across the country have only been partially lifted Saturday. The government announced a series of measures Friday, but the farmers say these do not fully address their demands. The farmers want better remuneration for their produce, less red tape, and protection against cheap imports. The protest has spread in recent days across the country. Protesters are using their tractors to shut down long stretches of roads and slow traffic. Highway operator Vinci Autoroutes said one major highway heading through southern France is still closed Saturday, but the main route to Spain has been reopened. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.